Hello, word nerds. Welcome to the dictionary hosted by me, Spencer. This is episode F147, and we are going to talk about some words. We are we're getting close to the end of the FL section, because we're going to have the word fly in this episode, and we're going to have a lot of flying words. G-Z. J-Z? Okay, let's get into the words. The first word is flutter kick. Two words, noun from circa 1934. It is an alternating whipping motion of the legs used in various swimming styles, and an example of one of those swimming styles is the crawl. You're fluttering your legs. Just flutter, flutter, flutter. Just kick them. Kick them. This is like the first thing I think that they teach you when you're a little kid and you're getting swimming lessons. If you ever got swimming lessons, they probably have you hold on to the wall of the pool and then just kick those feet. Do that flutter kick. I definitely remember doing that when I was a child. 5 years ago. Anything else? Well, I also would think, I don't know, is this like a martial arts move when you're flying through the air and you're kicking your feet? Maybe they call it something else. A bicycle kick, maybe? I don't know. I think it's more video game and cartoon characters who are doing that one. Okay, was this invented in 1934? When was swimming invented? Maybe 1922. Okay, let's make a sound. We're going to go. It's going to be a fly sound. Maybe we'll do some other versions of that. Now, we have the word flutter sleeve. Two words, noun from 1973. It is a loose-fitting tapered sleeve falling in folds over the upper arm. And I'm trying to adjust the book so it's more in line with the camera. Now, I think I need to look up a picture of this flutter sleeve because I need to see things. Let's see. Flutter sleeve. Here we go. And let's remind ourselves what it's supposed to be. A loose-fitting tapered sleeve falling in folds over the upper arm. And, you know, yes, there's some dresses and some shirts and blouses that have this flutter sleeve. At first, I was thinking the folds would be, like, across the arm, you know, like horizontal. But no, it's like, basically, they gave the sleeve a little extra material, so it's not quite flaring out, but it could. Instead, it's just folds on the sleeve, and some have a lot of folds. It's a lot of shoulder fabric to make the flutter sleeve, the sleeve that flutters in the wind. Now we have the word fluvial. I think I said it wrong. It's fluvial. I thought it said fluvial with flu. No, wait, that is the. What did I say? Fluvial. Fluvial. It's not fluvial. It's fluvial. I'm not sure what happened. I really don't know. Fluvial. Fluvial. Adjective from the 14th century. Number one, of relating to or living in a stream or river. Any of those creatures, those rocks, maybe frogs, turtles, fish, birds. Do birds live in a stream or river? Maybe near it, but not in it. Any of those things, you could call them fluvial. That's a fluvial frog right there, because they live in a stream or a river. Number two, produced by the action of a stream. The example is a fluvial plain, P-L-A-I-N, produced by the action. So the plain was produced by the action of the stream. How is that? How does that happen? How is the plain produced by the action of a stream? That's a fluvial plain. How is the stream creating the plain? They're somehow related. I'm not so sure. You know, you can get a little bit of a canyon going on, a fluvial canyon, because it was maybe produced by the erosion of the water from the stream. Usually, I think those are, you know, bigger rushing rivers, though, not a stream. Can you say maybe a babbling brook. Maybe there's a fish living in a babbling brook, and so would that fish be also fluvial? Well, it did talk about streams and rivers, and I think babbling brooks are close enough to that. I just want to, maybe I can be a fluvial napper, and I can take a nap next to a babbling brook. So, why are we using this word for streams? This word, fluvial, is from the Latin word fluius. Their V is a W sound, fluius, which means river. And that's pretty much it. That's it for that one. Now you understand where the word fluvial came from, and you can start talking about all the things in your life that are related to rivers and streams and brooks, and you can call them fluvial. Okay, next. Oh, there was one time we were sitting in some fluvial chairs. We were by a river. Actually, we were at a bar that was like backed up onto a river, and they had chairs, and you could put the chairs in the river because it was a beautiful warm day, and the stream was very nice, and so we put the chairs in the river and put our feet in there. So our chairs and our feet were fluvial. Now, what is that sound? Something about flying? I don't know. Now we have the word fluvitile. Fluvitile? That's it. Fluvitile. This is an adjective from 1599, and the synonym is just fluvial. So way back in the day. Let's see. How? Well, actually, fluvial was from the 14th century. And then, so fluvitile came later, a couple hundred years later, give or take? But it didn't catch on, I guess. It didn't catch on, and people are like, no, we still really prefer the word fluvial. We would much rather use that word. Fluvitile? I don't know. I don't know if people are using this one. Okay, now we are done with those rivery words, and now we are moving on to a word that we have seen come up a few times in the past handful of episodes. It's the word flux. F-L-U-X. First form noun from before the 12th century. 14th century, in fact. Number one, a flowing of fluid from the body. Okay. Any of those, the action, right? Because this is a noun. The action of fluid flowing from your body is called flux. How many fluids can you think of that can possibly or do flow from your body? I'll just let you think about that for a second. Because we've got some sub-definitions, we got two of them. 1A, the synonym, is diarrhea. And 1B, the synonym, is dysentery. And I know this is TMI, but I recently had flux. Not my favorite thing in the world. Number two, a continuous moving on or passing by. And we're talking about a stream. A continuous moving on or passing. So the stream would be flux. I guess so. The stream is the flux because it's a noun. Oh, that's a beautiful flux right there that you have that's behind your house. Let's hang out by the flux. No, this is the moving on or the passing by of the thing. So the stream has the action of flux. Okay, sure. Number three, a continued flow, and the synonym is flood. There's too much flow happening, and so everything is flooded. Can we please stop the flow? It's a flux. I really don't think this one's getting used much. I hear flux used in other ways, which we'll get to, I think, but not so much when it comes to fluids. Fluids flowing. Maybe the alternative title for the movie Flow could have been Flux. Doesn't work as well, I don't think. Number 4A, the synonym is influx. Oh, yeah, I think of influx. Oh, I got an influx of emails coming in. I wish I had an influx of emails coming in for this show. So it's like you're being inundated with stuff. There's so much stuff. It's like it's all flowing in, and you can just call it a flux. 4B, the synonyms are change and fluctuation. You can see fluctuation sort of has flux in there. The example is in a state of flux. I think they just didn't want to say fluctuation. It's just so long and hard to say fluctuation. In a state of fluctuation. Or maybe somebody just didn't finish their sentence and they said, we're in a state of flux. And then they got distracted and somebody was like, oh, what was that? We're in a state of flux? Flux? Oh, what is that? Oh, it's like a fluctuation. It's like a change. It's an ever-evolving thing. This podcast is kind of in a state of flux. It sort of evolves, you know, on average, like each letter, there's sort of an evolving thing that's happening. And so, it's always in a state of flux. And I think we too, as humans, we too are in a state of flux. There are aspects of your life that don't change, but your physical body is constantly changing. The cells are dividing and new ones coming in and old ones going out, and sometimes they're great and sometimes they're not. And your personality, your life experiences, you're living this whole crazy life and you don't think that you're fluxing, but you be fluxing. You don't notice it. But then later you're like, wow, I was a different person 5-10 years ago. Okay, now number 5. This is a substance used to promote fusion. As of metals or minerals, fusing metals or minerals or metals together. Maybe you can fuse metals and minerals and call them metals. And so it's the substance used to promote that action. It's called the flux. But especially one used to promote. Nope, let's retry that one. One applied to surfaces to be joined by soldering, brazing, or welding to clean and free them from oxide and promote their union, maybe in holy matrimony. An example of this stuff is rosin. So maybe rosin is applied to the surface to be joined. So I guess if you're combining metals, that's when you're maybe using soldering or welding, and they put on this rosin or some other flux to help with that combining of the things, the fusion of the metals, to clean and free them from oxide. That's what it's doing. You're helping to clean it. You're getting rid of all the crappy stuff, because when the crappy stuff is there, it might not join as easily. And so you got to put on that flux to make it have the best possible surface to promote their union. Yes, maybe when people are getting together, becoming in a relationship, a marriage, a partnership, whatever it is, maybe there needs to be a flux. They got to go through a flux wash to help make their union better. What would that even be? What would you do to make, I don't know. Number 6, the rate of transfer of fluid, particles, or energy across a given surface. The rate. So there you got a surface and you got things that are going over the surface. You got energy, particles, fluid, maybe some other stuff. And you wanna figure out the rate. How fast are they going across that surface? And so that rate is called the flux. Would you say the flux rate? Possibly, maybe. Maybe you can do that. I think you can. So this word is from Middle Latin fluxus, which basically means flow, from fluere, which means to flow, and also from fluid. And so it's all about flowing stuff. I think it's interesting that we've had so many words that are connected to flow and fluid. I had no idea that there were so many words about that concept of flowing. And hey, we got another one. It's the second form of flux. Verb from the 15th century, starting with transitive. Number 1, to cause, to become fluid. Number two, to treat with a flux. So you are making something into a fluid. Maybe when you're melting ice, you are fluxing the ice because you really want that ice to be cold, cold water. And then treating with a flux. You got to flux the metal before you weld it. Intransitive is to become fluid, and the synonym is fuse. Fuse. I don't think of fusing as becoming fluid. That's an odd one, I think. Okay, let's move on to... Every time I make this sound effect, I do the image of like I'm seeing something flying overhead. What was that that flew overhead? A cool spaceship. Now we have flux gate. One word, noun from 1944. Is this like before, what was that thing called? Watergate. Is this before Watergate there was Fluxgate? This was, it was like, oh, the political, somebody got into a bad situation when they poured too much water into the glass. It flowed too much. Okay, what is Fluxgate for real? It is a device used to indicate the direction and intensity of the magnetic field. And the example of this, where are you using this Fluxgate? On what? On what type of magnetic field? It's on a planet. You are using a Fluxgate to indicate the direction and intensity of a magnetic field on a planet. Is it this planet? Can you use this Fluxgate on a different planet? Can you aim it at another planet and figure out the magnetic field? What direction is it going? It changes. How intense is it? That probably changes too. I know the magnetic field on the Earth flip-flops every once in a while, and I guess you can measure that with the flux gate. I don't know why we're using the word gate here, but I guess flux makes sense because we had that definition about the rate of transfer of energy, and so this is figuring out the speed of the magnetic field because it's constantly like flowing and moving, and it's you're using the flux gate. Break out the flux gate. We gotta know this magnetic field right now. Who's got the flux gate? I've got it. Here you go. Whew. Now we have fluxion. Flux with an I-O-N. Noun from 1599. That was the same year as fluvitile. Fluviatile. There you go. Okay, so fluxion is one, the action of flowing or changing. Also, something subjected to such action. If you are subjecting something to flowing, to changing, evolving, you are putting it in fluxion. Number two, the synonyms. The one synonym is the number three definition for the word derivative. And so I think of derivative as sort of like you're taking things from other things. It's all very derivative. It's not so original. And so I guess that possibly could be fluxion. It says compare to method of fluxions. Is that for number two specifically or both one and two? Method of fluxions. Oh, well, I guess we have to wait till the M's to learn about that. Fluxional is an adjective. And yeah, it's all about, you know, the flowing. And now we shall discuss our last word. It's kind of a big one. It's the word fly, F-L-Y. Yes, the first form, and we're going to get some more forms in the next episode. So this one is a verb from before the 12th century. I don't usually say this, but the other forms are flew, flown, and flying. Flew and flown were the past tense. What happened back then? We flew the plane. It got flown. And then also the present tense. Right now, what is happening right now? We're flying! What? We're flying. There was I think Louis C.K. had that joke about when you're flying in a plane, everybody should be like, we're flying in a chair in the sky. What? Okay, so, verb from before the 12th century, We are starting with intransitive. Here we go. Let's get into it. Number 1A. To move in or pass through the air with wings. Oh, how I wish I could do this. Oh, how I wish I could be a bird just flying through the air. You see those shots, those drone shots, and the shots in movies flying through the clouds? I have just wanted to do that ever since I was a tiny little non-flyer. There was that movie, The Boy Who Could Fly. And I don't remember it so well, but I'm not so sure if he could fly. I would have to watch that movie again. 1B. To move through the air or before the wind or through outer space. What did that mean? To move through the air. Okay, yeah, flying. Just like a plane flying. That has wings. Maybe there's other things that fly through the air that don't have wings. Also, before the wind? Before the wind. To move? Would it be to move before the wind? Before the wind? Well, are you talking about like a leaf on the wind? What is moving before the wind? And then also to move through outer space. The International Space Station, the space shuttle, all those satellites that are up there. Maybe you could even describe planets and comets and meteors and all those things as flying through space. They don't have wings, but they are moving. They're moving out there. And they're not tethered to the ground because they are the ground. Whoa. Okay, 1C is to float, wave, or soar in the air, as in flags flying at half mast. Yeah, they're not detached from the mast. They're not, I mean, sometimes they get detached and they're just fluff, 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 flying through the air. But no, just because they're on the wind, they're flapping, flipping and flapping. We say that they're flying, I guess, because they're what? Because they're floating, waving, or soaring. Waving is the one for the flags. Soaring, floating, balloons flying in the air because they're floating. Maybe the wind has taken them. Don't let balloons go. It's not good for the environment or for the animals. I can't approve of this. Number 2A, to take flight, and the synonym is flee. When you come up against a scary hippopotamus, what are you going to do? Are you going to freeze? Probably not a great idea. Are you going to fight this hippo? Also, not a great idea. Really not. I think you will have a harder time fighting the hippo than you think. Or will you fly? Fly, you fools. Will you run away? That's probably the best option. I think that they can run okay on land, but they're really not meant to be on land so much. And I think that they might get tired, and you might be able to run away from a hippo pretty good. I don't think you should try this though. I don't really know how successful you will be, but if you come across an angry hippo, just go. Just go. That's my opinion as a professional talker in a microphone. 2B, to fade and disappear. The synonym is vanish. What's fading and disappearing? Well, I'll bring up this example again. Darth Vader, Anakin Skywalker, Yoda, Obi-Wan, Luke Skywalker, they all flied. They flied, they faded and disappeared, they vanished. What else fades and disappears? The snow when it's melting, I guess you could say the snow is flying, but that's confusing. What else is vanishing? I think of vanishing ink. Does it fly away? Number 3A, to move, pass, or spread quickly, as in rumors were flying. What rumors? Oh, the video just did a weird thing with my mouth, I think. The rumors were flying. What rumors were flying? Oh, let's start a rumor that Spencer eats bananas. Oh, that's a rumor that's gonna fly around. Now we have 3B, to be moved with sudden extreme emotion, as in flew into a rage. How did we start using this word for these non-physical things? Flying to a rage, the rumors were flying. It's like you could see them flying through the air. People are talking. Oh, it just goes out there into the world. It's flying. And then you flew into a rage. How did that one come into being? Go to be moved with sudden extreme emotion. Can you fly into a what would be the happy version of a rage? You're so friggin' happy to move, to fly into ecstasy? Would you ever say that? I don't think so. I think it's just for rage. 3C. To seem to pass quickly, as in, the time simply flew. Or, you know, the time flew by. Time flies. And when you get to be my age, you definitely are like, wow, how did I become 44 and a half? The time flew, and, you know, eventually I'm going to double this, and I'm going to be like 90, and I'm going to be like, wasn't I just 44 and a half years old? What happened? Where did all that time go? The time simply flew. A little bit of a weird definition or example. It's not the most common of phrases. The time simply flew. It did. It's constantly going. The thing is, time sort of goes at a constant rate, you know, unless you're moving super duper fast, then it's constant for you, but different from somebody else. We're not going to get into that at conversation, but it's constant, just going. Doesn't go faster. It doesn't go slower. It's just your experience of it. And when you're engaged in something, having a good time, being with people, hanging out, the time really does fly by. Number 4, to become expended or dissipated rapidly. To be expended or dissipated. Maybe sometimes your money is flying. If you are spending a lot of money, then it might be flying out of your pockets or out of your digital credit card thing and then into the hands of other people. Number 5, to operate or travel in an airplane or spacecraft. Oh, yes, we are back to the literal flying through the air or space or before the wind. To operate or travel in an airplane. So the pilots are flying the plane. They are flying the plane. It's crazy sometimes to think these cars, we're just driving these cars, these huge machines, and we are controlling them. But can you imagine controlling a plane? I kind of want to learn how to fly a plane. I've been in planes. I was in a very tiny plane once that only fit like 6 or 7 people, and that was very cool. And I'd love to be in a helicopter too, but to be the one controlling it, whew, that's a interesting situation. Okay, now, also, you know, the people on the plane are flying, and then they are not controlling it, but they're sitting there. So they're like, oh my God, you're flying. You're flying. I'm not doing anything. I'm just sitting here in a chair in the sky, and I'm flying. Also a spacecraft. A spacecraft. Will we ever go on spacecrafts? Will it be so normal for humans to go on spacecrafts? I mean, honestly, they're making progress. It'd be crazy. Number 6, to work successfully and also win popular acceptance. And we have an example. Knew a pure human rights approach would not fly. And that is a quote from Charles Bryden. Charles Bryden knew, or somebody knew, that a pure human rights approach would not fly. It would not win popular acceptance. Which, for that specific context, why would a human rights approach not win popular acceptance? This is baffling to me. It boggles my mind and makes me sad. Because honestly, there is some truth to that. There are some people who do not care, and I don't understand. What was the other part of the definition? To work successfully. Right. Is it going to work successfully? Is it going to win popular acceptance? Is it going to fly? It's not going to fly. You know what? Maybe this podcast is never going to fly. Maybe it's never going to win popular acceptance and will not be successful. But that's okay, because it's fun. And I know there's a handful of you that are enjoying it. And I think you should tell some people. And I'm learning some stuff. I'm having a good time learning some weird definitions, weird words. And it is all flying great with me. Okay, now we are on transitive number 1A. To cause, to fly, float, or hang in the air, as in flying a kite. Let's go fly a kite up to the highest height. I can't remember the rest of the words, so I'm just going to stop singing. 1B, to operate as a balloon, aircraft, rocket, or spacecraft in flight. So what is it you are to operate in flight? And the thing that you are operating in flight could be a balloon, an aircraft, a rocket, or a spacecraft. This is when the pilots are flying. They are doing the transitive verb action of flying the plane. And maybe when you are, I guess when you're a sitter on a plane, go plane sit for me. When you're a sitter on a plane, you maybe that's intransitive. You are flying because you're not doing anything. It's just happening to you. To operate a balloon, oh, like a hot air balloon. Oh, that would be so cool to go in a hot air balloon ride. I don't know if I would operate the balloon. I don't think I could transitively fly the balloon, but I would go up there because that looks beautiful. 1C, to journey over or through by flying. Over and, what is that? Over the river and through the woods, we're flying to grandmother's house. 2A, to flee or escape from. And this is the perfect place to say the thing that I already said, which is Gandalf's quote from The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring. Fly, you fools, escape. Right away. It was a very succinct way to say, flee or escape from this situation because this terrible thing, is it the Balrog, is going to get you if you don't fly. I'm going to go take care of this thing, but you guys, fly. 2B, the synonyms are avoid and shun. There's no example. Avoid and shun. You're flying, avoiding a situation. I'm going to fly that situation. I shun you because I don't want you around here. Fly. I'm not so sure. 3, to transport by aircraft or spacecraft. Fly those goods to the place in the world that needs them. Maybe it's food and supplies. Let's fly stuff over there and then drop it so they can get some stuff because they need some stuff. Phrase time for the word fly. Fly at, that's the first one, and that means to assail suddenly and violently. They were flying at me with their fists all like this, and that was very scary. Quit flying at me. Next one is fly blind. To fly an airplane solely by instruments. You can't see anything. Maybe at night, maybe that would be a time where you can't see anything because everything's so dark. What's another situation where you're only flying by the instruments? Maybe there is no windshield. Maybe the windshield is so badly placed that you can't see anything in front of you. Maybe you closed your eyes. I'm just gonna fly blind. And obviously that wouldn't help because you got to see the instruments. Then you're flying really blind, and you need to hear what the instruments have to say. Are there any blind pilots? Seems like not, but maybe. Okay, next phrase is fly high. And this is to be elated. That's it, just to be super crazy happy, flying high. I'm flying high because I'm so happy. I took a nap today. Taking a nap makes me fly high because I'm flying high today. The next one is fly in the face of or fly in the teeth of. And I don't think I've heard this teeth one, but I've heard fly in the face of. And what does it mean? It means to stand or act forthrightly or brazenly in defiance or contradiction of. Standing, you're standing up. You're literally maybe not literally, but that's where this idea comes from. That's where this phrase is coming from. Standing in the face of something. Maybe there's somebody in front of you and you're like, no, I'm not going to let you walk through this hallway because you're not allowed to go down this hallway. I don't know why, but that's what they told me to tell you. And so I'm flying at you in your face. I'm getting in your face. I'm staring at your teeth too. I'm going to fly right at your teeth and say, no, I'm being defiant. I'm contradicting you. Oh, in the movie Labyrinth, Sir Didymus was flying in the face of Sarah and Hoggle and Ludo because he said, you cannot. How does he talk? The air is sweet and fragrant, and none shall pass without my permission. People can't go through the Bog of Eternal Stench over the bridge without his permission. And then they said, well, can we have your permission? And he said, yes. So he was flying in the face of them. All right, that was it. We did all the words, and now we have to pick a word of the episode. We had flutter kick, flutter sleeve, fluvial, fluviatile, flux, flux, flux gate, fluxion, and fly. Let's pick fly as the word of the episode. Cause I just wanna fly. I wanna get up in the air and fly. I wanna be like a bird. I wanna fly through the sky. There's probably a lot of songs about flying and I don't know any of them. I wanna, we can stop. Let's stop. I'm gonna stop talking about the words and I'm now gonna start telling you about a movie. Yesterday, we went and saw The Penguin Lessons, which is a very sweet movie based on true events about a British English teacher in Argentina in 1976 who happened across a penguin. You'll have to see the movie how that all happened. And then he, you know, brought it to the school and was teaching lessons with the penguin to the students. And I think everybody really loved the penguin. And it's in a situation, a very fraught political situation, 1976 in Argentina. And so that's a big part of the story, the underlying thing going on at the time. And there's some subtitles and political stuff. And so there's some serious stuff, but also there's a penguin and the penguin is super cute, as penguins are. That is going to be it for this episode, F148. And until next time, this is Spencer flying high because you are listening and watching his podcast. Goodbye.